I want to share with you something I've noticed fathers do, and that is fathers embrace the mess. Fathers embrace the mess. And I want to define the word mess before I tell you guys the best story. When I say the word mess, I don't mean sin, I mean human limitations. Like when we don't have enough money, or we don't have like the right volunteers, or you know, a timeline of a project, things like that, when you're feeling left out, you're feeling frustrated. Does that make sense? Okay. So here's the best story. I love football, and every fall, my family, we watch football, and I prefer college football. There's one game that I will never, ever forget. It was an important game. It was Boise State versus Virginia Tech. I grew up in Boise, so that's why there's no cheers in here. Come on, Boise. There we go. Okay. Okay. So this was an important game, but... Oh, this was also a memorable game for me because what happened in the middle of the game. Trevin and I were at home, and it was just us. There were no people. There were no snacks. He wanted to focus intently on the game without interruption. So fourth quarter comes, and in the middle of fourth quarter, I walk up to him. He's sitting on the couch, and he's staring at the TV. And I walk up to him, and I go, "We're pregnant!" And he looks, he goes from the TV. This is what he does, you guys. He's looking at the TV and he goes like this. And he sits there and he goes, "Okay, okay, okay." Grappling with this idea that he is going to be a father. And in 9 months, about 9 months later, we had our firstborn. We had Boston. And shortly after Boston was born, he started making messes in his diaper, started spitting out food, toys everywhere. But none of the messes like threw us off. We expected the messes. And we never let the mess take away or distract the joy of the opportunity that we have to steward this little boy. He's my favorite little boy. You know, we talked a lot about his messes. We talked about our responsibilities. We budgeted for the messes. I mean, you know, you planned for the mess. And I want to take that idea of embracing the mess in our family, the Andersons, and take that idea of embracing the mess in our church leadership team, just right here. Not an unbelieving sinner or a member in our church, but I'm talking about the mess that's in this room, on our teams, at our campuses, us working together. I want to share with you two verses. First verse is Ephesians 3:20. This is Pastor Jack's favorite verse. He was such an incredible father to so many of us. It says this. "Now to him who is able exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that works within us." God can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. And the word think right there, I always have to ask myself, how big am I thinking? Because God can do bigger than that. So I always try to challenge myself. I want to think bigger because then it means God has to do bigger. So one way that I can embrace the mess is by how I think about it. Can I apply faith to the facts? Because I can't have just the facts. Let's look at a second verse, and it's 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. This is Paul writing, another great father to the church. It says, "Each time he said to me, 'My grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. So now I'm glad to boast about my weaknesses so that Christ's power can work through me.'" I love that he says, "Now I'm glad to boast in my weaknesses." Another way we can embrace the mess is how we talk about it. Can there be faith in our speech, not just the facts? Can there be faith in our speech? I was thinking about this, and I wrote down this phrase. It says, "How I think and how I speak about a mess can show me if I'm carrying it around because I'm here, or if I'm embracing the mess because I'm at peace with the position God has placed me in." I'll say it again. How I think and how I speak about the mess can determine, it can show me if I'm just carrying the mess because I'm here, or if I'm embracing it because I'm at peace in the position that God has for me. You know what I love about both of these verses in 2 Corinthians and in Ephesians? It ends talking about the power that is within me. Talking about, it, another version says, Christ's power comes and rests on me. See, our messes are seeds to miracles. So the question is, how are we carrying the seed to these miracles? Because how we carry this is really important. If we embrace it, God's work is in power. It's working in us, even though there are things that we cannot change around us. It is working inside of us. And in time, God will adjust what is going on around us. Because God is a faithful God, and He does only great things. He only does all, like, bigger than we can even ask or imagine. There are miracles, so where your mess is, think about it with faith. Speak about it with faith, because there is a miracle coming. There is greatness in your hand. There is greatness in your life. Let's embrace the mess. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.